Before we start the Karen Davila podcast, a word from our sponsor.
Salamat po at nagpa-vaccine na tayo. It comes with a lot of benefits, like extra protection against today's diseases. Pero mag-ingat pa rin at i-check ang mga nararamdaman, tulad ng endorphin rush mula sa free iced tea pag nag-dine in. You may also feel an itch to avail of discounts on a new pair of running shoes. Baka rin ma-excite sa special buy one take one milk tea. Just show your vaccination card at participating SM shops and restos for discounts and freebies. Vax, shop, and dine at SM Supermalls today. See posters for details. Promo period from June 15 to September 30, 2021. Per DTI Fair Trade Permit number FDEB 121080, series of 2021.
And now, on to the show. Welcome to the Karen Davila Podcast. Let's talk about things you care about. Conversations about life and everything in between. Some with very special people. Legendary journalist Barbara Walters once said, "A good laugh makes any interview or any conversation so much better." And that is true. Not everybody is gifted with a sense of humor. And humor is our saving grace, especially in these times today. My next guest is somebody who just makes people laugh. She became an accidental YouTube star. She is a YouTube sensation. She has serious fans, people that really love her. They describe her as authentic, just good vibes when they watch her. And that is a gift in today's pandemic. How does one have that kind of sense of humor? And what can a good sense of humor really do for you? Nothing small about this person. She is small with a big heart and small with a big presence. And just, I would have to say that star value when she enters any room, and truly a big friend to have. So our guest today is Small Laude. Hello, Small.
Hello, Karen.
Hello, my God.
Hello to the one who's famous and trending all over Manila. What's your birthday? Sorry, not my birthday. We're not ka birthday.
Teka lang, kailan nga ba birthday mo ulit? We just celebrated that. It was in my YouTube.
June 17.
June 17. November 21 ako. Oh my gosh. Hindi tayo magka-birthday.
Oh my gosh, bakit hindi? Hindi ako sisikat.
Ano ba? And eto nga, sikat na sikat ka na. Did you know that you were gonna be a YouTube star when you started YouTube?
Dear, I'm half-half, you know. I have this, ano, parang feeling that people will like me. But I started like I was just playing. I was not serious at all.
Uh-oh. I remember you were asking me, should I do YouTube, Karen? Should I do YouTube? And this was like a year and a half ago. But why did you want to do YouTube? Here you are. You're obviously one who doesn't need the money. And you know, you're happy. You have a happy life. You have a great life. So I'm curious, what made you think of going into YouTube? What pushed you?
Dear, I have no idea, and I didn't even know what YouTube is during that time. And I thought, YouTube, wala, magbi-video ka lang ng sarili mo, lalakad ka, rarampa ka. That's what I did on my first, ano, di ba? And dear, sabi ng friend ko from Singapore, "Hello sis, you have to do a lot of talking when you do." Ha, huh, really? Ay, ayoko na. And my kids, dear, they don't want me. At first, my girl, she didn't want me to do that. And she said, "Mom," sabi ko, "FYI guys, sa family chat, I'm doing my YouTube channel." And then my daughter came in and said, "Oh my gosh, Mom, can you not do this at 2 a.m.?
Uh-oh.
How can you do this after 4 years?" "What? After 4 years? But why? When I'm out of school, Mom."
Ano, na-insulto ka nun? Nainis ka? Ano?
Dear, ayaw nila talaga because they'll get bullied in school or what. And now it's their classmates who love me.
Exactly. No, look how the tables have turned. Dati, parang takot na takot yung mga anak mo. Oh my God, baka maging kahihiyan nanay ko. And now you're such a star.
That's true. They're like, when I stop, because they're not supportive, they were saying, "Mom, pag YouTube ka naman, you're so lazy now. Why don't you do it?" Ah, PJ, you're the one who's telling me that sometimes I speak Baroque or what. Uh-oh. And now you're asking me to do, kasi mommy, you have to do this, you're popular now.
But I was going to say, Small, you are loved exactly for who you are. You are authentic. At yung pananalita mo. Alam mo, like ang broadcasters kasi, no, like me, either you speak straight Tagalog or straight English, di ba? Di ba kasi English or Tagalog ang medium on television, on radio. Pero ikaw, kakaiba nga, it's, alam mo yung kolehiyala English na gusto ng marami, Taglish, Tagalog. And yun ka talaga.
Yes, my kids are getting angry or annoyed when I speak Taglish. Ayaw ni Leon, mommy, it's just you speak Tagalog straight or mag-English ka, but not Taglish. But when, you know, people, when we were like taping in Metro Channel, they said, Small, just talk Taglish.
Taglish. Oo, at nakakatawa ka, dear, na Taglish. Oo, dun ka nakakatawa. Pero were you always funny as a child? Because you have a great sense of humor. Your YouTube is hilarious. And that's a gift. Not everybody can make people laugh. Bata ka pa ba? Funny ka na?
I think, dear, bata pa, I was so kwela na.
That's,
but I don't know if I'm funny. But you know, but people are so ali with me. They're so like, since grade school, talagang my friends, they're so like ali and drawn, you know, they like to be with me. All levels, grade school, middle school, high school, college.
Noon pa.
Yes.
At kumbaga, charismatic ka na, bata ka pa.
That's what I noticed.
Pero gusto mo mag-artista. Did you want, gusto mo ba maging artista noon?
Ay, dear. Yes, gustong-gusto kong maging co-host kay Kuya Germs.
Ano nangyari doon?
I kept it. No, I wrote and submitted my bio data. Pero dear, wala akong return. Ano, hindi ako nireply ni Kuya Germs.
Kumbaga, ang hilig mo noon pa man, you wanted to be in the limelight na.
There was a time I really liked.
Oo. But you didn't know if you wanted to act or sing.
No, I don't know. I just want to be artista, but I don't know what I want. I have no talent in singing, in dancing. The armada will say, is there better than Small? Her katawan is so tigas. I cannot forget Sister Mectil telling me that.
Oo,
is there
pero
another
ngayon,
best dancer? But now, oh my God. She loves me, but she knows she passed on.
Okay. Now, okay. They love looking at your life. Many people live vicariously through you. Pag pinapanood nila ang YouTube mo, tuwang-tuwa sila. Ikaw yung sinasabi nilang mayaman pero relatable, approachable. Hindi ka ba natakot nung una ipakita just how you lived, how rich you were?
No, I'm married to a Chinese family. Dear, they're so careful and they're so low. How do you call it?
Low profile.
Low profile. Ayaw nila nang nakikita or nasa limelight. But dear, you know, that's always my worry. That Philip will complain. Of course, my in-laws are very simple. They just want a parang quiet. Mm-hmm. Pero dear, it's not me.
Mm-hmm. It's not you. Oh,
yeah, I trained Philip to get used to it.
Oh, pero were you scared when you started YouTube that people might take it the wrong way?
Dear, I have no idea what's YouTube kasi before, eh, so I have no fear. But you know, if you ask me to start now, I wouldn't do that.
Really?
So competitive. Now, look, if I have the knowledge what YouTube is, I might not do it.
Did you learn anything from doing YouTube? What did you learn and what kind of tips or advice could you give people that want to do YouTube?
I don't know what advice to give.
Pero ano natutunan mo?
Natutunan ko, dear, is to be responsible with my acts, with what I say, on how I do things. You know, before I, so what? Ano naman? It's just me. But you know, people like the millennials, they look up to me as their tita and I have to be responsible on what I'm showing to them, what I show them. And, pero paki-edit yung mga ganyang mali, dear, ha?
Hindi. This is part of the charm. Okay. Go on. Natatawa.
Parang I have to be responsible. As you told me before, dear, prudent lang or like that. So I kept it in mind. So I always thought about it. But you know, it's just me. I just show what I am.
Oo. And yun nga ang tanong ko eh, did you ever worry before na baka sumobra or magalit ang ibang tao sa pinapakita ko sa buhay ko?
There was a time, pero I didn't take it seriously. It just passed my mind that, oh, people might not like it, or it's like I'm flaunting or what. But it's me. It's my world, diba? Parang, what will I do? I'm here. I want to do YouTube. I want to do Instagram. So that's what they see talaga.
How did YouTube change you? You know, now that you have a fans club, I mean, seriously, how did this whole experience, this journey change you?
Dear, you know, parang I learn how to appreciate people and everything they do, even if I'm tired. Parang before, parang, oh my gosh, they're parang doing effort to do this for me and to please me. So I try to appreciate everything they do for me, dear. So, yes.
Mas naging appreciative ka.
Appreciative. That's what my fans club are telling me. Oh my gosh, Tita Small, you're so appreciative of everything we do. That's so nice of you. And then I realized, because I try to make sure na hindi ko sila na pass, ano yun?
Oh, yung parang take for granted.
Take for granted, yes.
What fulfills you when you do YouTube? What makes you really, what's most fulfilling about YouTube for you? Other than, of course, you know, I mean, people know you, clearly you're famous. It's not the money, I'm sure. But what is it?
What fulfills me?
Oo, because I know people say, wow, Miss Small, talaga pong nakaka-good vibes kayo. Pinahappy niyo po ako.
That makes me happy. Uh-oh. That makes my day. When I hear parang people saying na nakaka-happy ka, Miss Small, nakakasaya ka. Siyempre, dear, nakakatuwa yon. Nakakatuwa when I hear that from people. Pero before, parang, okay. Pero now, parang with this situation siguro, dear, na it's so sad na tapos we're having this pandemic. So parang for me, wow. And like Garlic, our friend, say, Small, claim it. You're the purveyor of happiness.
I love it.
He always tells me that, claim it. And I said, really? Okay. Tapos now I realize, wow, it's something. I make people happy.
Anong effect ng pagiging funny mo sa bahay ninyo?
Ay, dear, sobrang ako lang talaga nagsasalita sa house. Pag wala na ako, tahimik na yung house. Even now, dear, Philip is saying, napaka-quiet, napaka-peaceful. It's so calm, so peaceful. Dear, pag wala ako, pag nandiyan na, nakog. Minsan may times na naaaliw si Philip, pero most of the time, hindi siya naaaliw.
Pero malaking bagay ang maging nakakatawa, like your sister, si Alice said, natutuwa daw siya pag nandyan ka.
Yes.
So, yun ang important eh. Why is a sense of humor so important?
Yeah, no, I just realized I love people who makes me laugh also. And that's when I realized, oh, so that's what, like, women, they like sense of humor. Look at Tito Dolphy.
Oh, totoo.
Diba na, that's why women, they like them.
Ang mga reference points mo, dear. Talagang Tito Dolphy. Halatang gusto mo mag-artista noon.
Basta I like to be people who's funny also. I just realized, with what's happening around us, you want to be surrounded by people who makes you laugh. It's so nakaka-good vibes. You know, dear, hindi ko alam ano yung good vibes. But now talagang I know the meaning is good vibes. You want to be surrounded with good vibes na people na makakasaya sa day mo na hindi makakanega.
And before we continue our conversation, I'd like to talk to Chris Aldeguer Roque, President and CEO of Camiseta. Hello, Chris. How are you? What's keeping you and Camiseta busy these past few weeks?
Hi, Karen. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to come here and guest in your show. It's an honor for me and for Camiseta to be interviewed by someone as galing as you. So I'm so proud and so happy to be given this opportunity. Thank you, Karen. As for Camiseta, as usual, we go on with our usual activities, but for now the malls are closed, so we focus really mainly on our online business, and we also continue our product development as we prepare for the malls and for the country to open. So for Camiseta, we still continue to give jobs as what we always do, and we also try to give our best and the best that we can to our customers.
And I wanted to say, Chris, that with retail suffering with a pandemic, you innovated early on. Now, of course, Camiseta is very active online, and you still continue your collaborations with Filipino designers.
Yes, Karen. Camiseta's always open to collaborate with anyone as long as they're Filipino, because I feel that this is the time where we should help each other and we should be able to give the customers what is truly Filipino. I'm collaborating with the very talented Marga Nograles of Caayo to showcase the culture and the heritage of the Filipinos through modern Filipino designs. So for all the Camiseta lovers and Camiseta customers, please do check our collaboration, as you will see something different, something very Filipino that's very strong in our culture and heritage.
One of the first things you did at the start of the pandemic was you immediately started making PPEs and masks for frontliners, and that was a quick pivot.
The reason why I made PPEs was really just to protect the sewers, because we have actually a small sewing department in our factory. So I wanted to keep them busy, and I also wanted to provide jobs for them in spite of the pandemic. So we had this repellent fabrics that we had the Department of Health check it if it could be PPEs. So we started to make PPEs. I donated them to UERM and to other people. UERM was the choice because my sister graduated from there. So that was my choice, to protect the people from there, because my sister was from there. But after that, we also donated to other hospitals and to other people. And then we started the very colorful PPEs, just as how Camiseta is, because Camiseta really likes to play with colors, likes it to be fun, and likes it to be not gloomy. I mean, the situation is already very sad and very gloomy. But when they see colors, and when they see happy colors at that, it totally changes the mood. In fact, we got a lot of frontliners crying or frontliners happy, because the colors brought mood and happy mood to the really sad and pathetic situation at that time.
And my last question is, there are more than 75 Camiseta stores all over the Philippines. Where are you seeing Camiseta move to in the new normal?
Okay, hopefully we start to move forward already. I think the country needs to move forward already to protect the businesses, and to protect also the workforce, the employees, and the country as well. For now, we have a lot of inquiries, and we have been opening stores, actually, not stores, but franchises abroad. Like we just opened, we have in Australia, Brazil, Canada, Sweden, and other countries as well. I can't remember the others, no, but their platform now is really online.
Fantastic.
Everything is heading towards online. But the Filipinos still love the malls. Mm-mm. Because we don't really have parks or other places where the Filipinos can go to have family bonding or to enjoy, other than the malls. So I think the malls is here to stay. So once all of this is over, or people get used to these things already, like the new normal, then the malls, I think, will already be opened as it should be already.
Thank you very much, Chris. And that was great hearing how Camiseta is doing. And now back to our conversation with Small Laude on the Karen Davila podcast. No, just by looking at you, you really just look happy. You're just a happy person. I mean, nanggaling ba yan somewhere? Were you always happy?
Yes, I'm always happy. I'm so like, when I'm down, it's so like short period of time. Then it's nothing.
Oh, and it has nothing to do. Na. People may think, eh, bakit naman? Why won't she be happy? Sa yamanismo. Let's say maraming taong mayaman na malungkot, ha?
Yes, hindi na. It's not the material things, ha? It's not the material things. Parang, pero dapat may prayer ka talaga and faith kay God. Kasi, dear, and there are times na I have this, I got this bag, I got this jewelry, and I will receive gift from Philip and from ate na, wow, birthday ko, para maging happy. Dear, there was a time, but hindi ako nahahappy. So I began to question myself. And I said, what's kulang? I really pray when I feel that, and I'm so scared to lose that gratefulness for in me. I have to be grateful for everything, no matter what the situation is.
And what did you look for? So, kumbaga, you were getting all these expensive gifts and there was a period you weren't happy. So, yes, where did you turn to? What did you turn to?
I just pray so hard. I was crying. Why? I'm not happy. Why? I don't know. What's wrong? I'm not happy. And then I asked God, please take this away from me, this feeling. I don't like this feeling. So, I keep on praying. And then one day, wala na, dear. I'm okay.
So, can I say that it's a relationship with God. In a way, you turn to God in your own way.
Nothing else. Nothing else. It's just God. No one can control. My mom wants me to give the best in life. I want to give the best in life to my kids. But dear, it's beyond my control. It's only God who can do that.
Alam mo, may secret nga sa prayer mo, and I think our podcast listeners will love it. Yes. When you pray, you told me that even when you're in the shower, you're just so grateful. Eto ka, nagsashampoo ng buhok. But yung sinasabi mo kay Lord, ikwento mo yun.
Walang ka-plastikan to, dear. Every single minute na maisip ko, thank you, Lord, for everything. Walang ka-plastikan to. This is true. When you thank God every day and grateful to God every day, the more you get blessed. That is so 100% assurance. Talagang gratefulness is the key. That's it. And with faith.
And hindi lang yun. Sinabi mo sa akin that you even say, Karen, my God, when you pray, mahal ako ni Lord, favorite ako ni Lord, I want you to share that.
Yeah, every time I pray, Lord, thank you for making me your favorite child. I can feel I'm your favorite. You give me everything I like. But if you don't give me, I know there's something better. And talagang better naman. He gives me what's best for me. So talagang it's like thanking the Lord every day is the key. That I always say that to my kids, to everyone. It's really the key. Gratefulness. And thank God every day.
And I like it when you said, when you pray, Lord, thank you, favorite mo ako.
Kasi
tayong mga Pilipino, I mean, most of us, we pray like it's almost like we're begging God for attention, or we're telling the Lord, it's almost like, please listen to me, kung konti lang, mapatakan mo ko ng ganito. But that's not how God wants us to pray. He wants us to pray like a father, right?
Like a father.
With that attitude.
Yeah, like father, parang nakaakap sa'yo si father or holding hands ka ng dad mo. It's like, just that's God. Hinahawakan ka niya. You're here. On the palms of his hand.
Ang ganda.
You're here. Itong bahay ko protected kasi itong bahay ko nandiyan sa palm ni God. Every time I travel, my plane is there. Hawak lang yan ni God. Parang I feel na hawak ako ni Lord.
Beautiful. And you know what? Baka magtaka kayo yung mga listeners ng ating podcast. How did Karen and Small become friends? So I talked about this in my YouTube episode. And actually it was, I think, the fourth episode on my YouTube channel, which you should check out and see. And Small and I became friends because we met through Christina Gonzalez, New Year's Eve on Christina's boat. And then Small and I attended Bible study together. So this was maybe 20 years ago, the year 2001, 2002. And kumbaga, Small was already searching somewhat. And Nicole Ortega was with us in Bible study, right?
Yeah.
So then we became close. Pero I was saying yung talagang what solidified us was bond, what bonded us together. Small owned a school, and that school is where her house is on now. That big mansion you're all seeing on YouTube. And that used to be a preschool that accepted kids with special needs. And David used to go there because Small was the one who actually detected that David had autism. And, you know, Small, I know we talked about this before already on my YouTube channel. Pero going back, I would have to say that that's what really, I mean, we became friends for many reasons, pero iba yung pinagsamahan natin doon.
Yes, iba. Siyempre, dear, like the diagnosis si David, and then I saw the hurt in you. I saw the journey of David, and now he's like, wow, I'm so proud of him. And dear, ever since yun, ano, imagine, I was there. I saw it.
Mm-mm. You don't want to own a school again? Ayaw mo na magpatakbo ng eskwela?
Nako, dear, ayoko na kasi, dear, baka maging kikay lahat ng estudyante ko.
Loka-loka. No, really. I mean, it's people may, diba, people don't know that you owned a school.
Yes.
You were the administrator of a school.
Yes.
An educator. And yeah. You don't miss it at all?
I don't miss.
Oo, tapos ka na doon.
I miss. Yeah, tapos na, dear. Tapos na.
Mm-mm. What else would you want to do in your life? I mean, now look, you have a TV show, you have a Metro show, and clearly your YouTube is so strong. But what else would you want to do?
That's what I'm thinking right now, dear.
Uh-oh. Ano?
What do I want next? I don't know. I'm just happy. I'm just happy right now, and I just want to enjoy the moment. And you know, Karen, popularity is fleeting. Hindi naman palagi to. This is temporary. We don't know how will it last. Maybe next year or in 2 years. But you know, I just enjoyed it and appreciated and thank God for it happened in my life. But you know, I'm not expecting this. It will be long term. What's the next big thing? It's just I'm enjoying the moment.
Mm-mm. And what's interesting is you didn't do it for the money. So money isn't the fulfillment for you. Pero I think you should share this. Bilang babae, was there something in you that you wanted na you achieved something for yourself? Something that you could own?
You know, dear, before when I was not busy, I'm always checking on Philip. Oh, where's Philip na ba? My time is with Philip. And then I'm my kids, I'm so pakialamiran. Now I have my own thing. I have my own time for myself. And Philip said, aba, kasi Philip is telling me, can you give like 50% na lang sa akin? Eh, kasi 95% daw, binabantayan ko siya the whole day. Sabi, bawasan mo. So, dear, I realized now, wala na, hindi ko na na-check sometimes si Philip. But I'm happy. He's just there, all very supportive. Every time I ask his help or support, he's there.
That's why I think for women listening, maganda to Small that you talk about it. No matter what your status in life is, it's important for a woman to be doing something.
That's true.
Mahirap yung nakaantabay ka lang sa asawa mo.
Philip becomes, yeah, Philip is like change also na. He's like, oh, bitch, he's the one looking for me and checking on me. Okay ba ako? And siya din yung, parang he saw my self-worth. Parang respected me more. That I do something for myself.
That's a good one, you see. So when you started working, I mean, not working technically to provide for your family, but when you started doing something that was yours, he saw your worth,
yes,
and he respected you more.
He respected me more.
And is it right to say that dynamics of your relationship changed? Nagbago ba ang dynamics sa relasyon nyo?
We're like always happy. Always laughing on things together. Before, parang he's like bugnutin. Parang, because I'm always like, I'm not doing anything.
Maganda to ha. This could be advice you could be giving to many women.
Yes.
So mahalaga ba yun?
Your husband, you're not doing anything. You cannot show your husband that you're useless.
At na-feel mo yun in your past. I mean, to be fair to Philip, Philip and Small were always happy. They were always a happy family. And but you're saying, you're comparing lang that there's clearly a shift, a change.
A change. And you know, dear, I remember praying, Lord, please let me do something that Philip will appreciate or respect me more. Kasi it's like minsan, Philip is just like, mainit ang ulo, tapos biglang screaming at me na, ano ba? Please, I'm working. Pwede ba huwag mo na akong bigyan ng problema? But now, wala nang ganun. Kasi I'm always there. Philip, I keep on complaining, watching him, anong ginagawa mo. So na, I said, Lord, give me nga something that I can do that Philip will, I gain his respect.
Mm-mm. And now it's changing.
Me, but you know, it's different when parang yung self-worth mo, makikita na he's not useless.
Parang at hindi lang yun eh. It's like you did something for yourself. Because let's be honest, ha? Itong YouTube mo, one, you didn't buy followers. You didn't buy an audience. You know, you didn't have a big PR machinery to make you a star. You did YouTube. Si Yaya Nick, ang yaya ni Small, yun ang nagvi-video lang sa kanya anywhere.
Anywhere we go.
Also, technically, it's just you, Yaya Nick, and an editor that made your YouTube.
That's it. Wala nang anything. Walang team or sa... Wala.
Oh, wow. At si Yaya Nick, eto tanong ko, close talaga kayo?
Yeah, dear, bata pa yung mga kids ko. Nandiyan na si Yaya, 20 plus years.
Oo. And mahalaga to, ha, what many people don't know, what makes a person actually kind and funny is how they treat their help. Like ikaw, si Yaya Nick, kapamilya mo.
Yes.
When you travel, kasama mo. Diba, barkada mo, kausap mo, kabiruan mo.
Yeah, at saka, dear, sometimes when I have problem, nahihinga ko, Yaya, bakit kaya ganyan? Why did it happen? And you know, she gives good advice. Yaya is not normal na Yaya. She's like, meron siyang knowledge. She's blessed with knowledge, ha? With life.
Oo. With wisdom.
May wisdom siya. Kasi madaming pinaghirapang si Yaya na dinaanan.
Oo. Ikaw nga ang ano eh, your fans say, ikaw ang social na hindi social. Alam mo yon, you can straddle from super social. Pero sa totoo lang, the small I know, ay kaya mo ring maging masang nakakatawa. Saan nang galing yun?
Dear, siguro dahil gusto ko nga maging artista, no?
Oo, kasi I mean, nung bata kayo, mayaman naman kayo.
Parang there's a fan in me. You know, I'm a fan of these Hollywood actors. I'm a fan of this actress.
You're a fan of Vilma Santos.
Of Vilma Santos, ay Tita V.
Oo, at hindi, I'm telling you right now, you sound alike. Ito lang pinapanood kita, oh. Habang you know, nagre-record
my
tayo.
My mom told me, my gosh, Bilmang Vilma Santos ka. Pag daw umiyak ako, dear, sobrang Vilma Santos daw.
Oo nga.
When I act daw, I act like Vilma Santos.
Oo, so there is the fan in you. Parang there's ikaw yung forever fan.
Yes, there's a fan in me. If I like the person, oh my gosh, I'm really a fan. And I know how it feels to be a fan, you know?
Oo. So you don't know what is the next step for Small. You don't know.
I just enjoy the moment here. I have no plans of anything after this. I just enjoy the moment. You know, whatever God gives me, that's it. Because you know what? I'm so happy now with all my blessings.
My gosh, alam mo, what an interview with you, ah. This is a whole other side of you. I think lumabas dito yung the state of your heart.
Really, dear? I'm so just thankful. I just cannot ask for anything more. I'm just so thankful. I want to be more successful. But you know, whatever God gives me, I'm so happy na. I'm so happy with everything that He blessed me with.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? It's always great talking to you, Small. And what would you want? Just to a word of love or encouragement to those who admire you. I mean, people that laugh when they watch you make them happy. What would you want to tell them?
oh, to my followers, I'm so thankful. And you know, it means so much that you appreciate what I do. And you know, when you send me messages and I know that I make you happy, my God, it makes my day and I feel my worth na, oh, God bless me to make you guys happy. Before, I don't get it. You make people happy. So, no, I don't. I cannot relate. But now, I realize it's true and I'm so thankful and God give me this wisdom. God give me this gift to make you laugh. You know, it's not easy, but not everyone is blessed to have...
To make people laugh.
Humor or what. Everyone has their own talents. But you know, I'm so happy with the wisdom that God gave me. I'm so happy that God, I'm so happy that I know how to be grateful. That is wisdom. And I'm so thankful to God that, hey, why did you give me this wisdom that I understand how to feel this, how to act, I'm so just thankful. And every day I just thank God that to make me act like you, think like you, and be like you. But syempre, it's hard. Huh? We're just human. But let's try.
I love it. Thank you so much, Small Laude. I think you are many people's, if I'm saying that correctly, happy pill. Mali ata yung pagkasabi ko. Ikaw ang happy pill ng maraming tao. Scratch the many people's. Terrible, terrible grammar.
Terrible. You are. Oh, you're like me. Even you're matalino, ha? You're just like me.
Oh, but basta, you are everyone's happy pill. And clearly you are small with a big heart.
Oh,
and a big, grateful heart at that. Thank you so much for joining me today, Small. I love you.
I love you. And thanks for having me.